and take all of the energy that was coming in the room into our ears, but before it hit our ears, we were to send it off to a scientist and say, give me a report, please, on this energy. They would send out the report, and they'd come back, and you'd look at it, and you'd say, well, what's in there? What is this? And they'd say, well, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of energy. Some of it's very fast. Some of it's very low. Some of it's high. Some of it's low. I'd say, but are there any problems in this report? They'd say, no, there's no problems in the energy. It just comes in high and it comes in low. It comes in fast and it comes in slow. And you know, that's one of the most important principles that you can learn and master in terms of identifying things that we call problems. That energy only becomes something that we convert into problems when we put it into our head and begin to process it in a certain way. And as we process it in certain ways, we tell ourselves, these things are going to get worse, or this is a terrible experience that I'm going through, or my finances are, or I've just had this terrible bout with a disease, or whatever it might be. And all of it is something that we carry around with us. What I'd like you to do sometime is open up the Torah, or the Old Testament, and look at the opening line of the Old Testament, of the Torah. And the opening line of the Torah, these ancient spiritual texts that we all rely upon and live by. And it says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Most of us have gotten through at least Genesis 1:1, all right? And we understand that. Now you move ahead 31 lines later, and it says, and all that God created was good. Now we're presented with an enormous conundrum, a difficulty in our minds. Everything was created by God, and everything that God created was good. Therefore, how do we ever explain bad? How do we explain evil? How do we explain problems? How do we explain so many of these things that are so much a part of our lives, of our consciousness? You have to see that these are all things that came about when we invented something called the ego. And this ego is nothing more than an idea that we carry around. And this idea that we carry around says that who I am is separate from this source, this perfection into which I was created. That I am separate from it. And as a result of being separate from it, I am what I have. I am what I do. I am what everybody else out there thinks of me. I am my reputation. I am separate from everybody else. And I am separate from God. The other line that came to me in A Course in Miracles, where it uses the word problem, said this: if you do have a problem, the only problem you have is your belief that you are separate from your source. The moment that we took on this idea that we were separate from our source and no longer believed in our own integrity of our own mind, the moment that we took on that, we began to develop something called problems, something called illusions. And I'd like to suggest to you that every problem that we have, the way I see it, is nothing more than a mistake or an illusion. And how do we do something about these mistakes that we have? They are in our minds. You know, it says very clearly in most of the spiritual literature, as a man thinketh, so is he. Emerson, one of the people that we revere, who lived right here in Concord, said that the ancestor to every action is a thought. Once you start to understand that what you think about, your thoughts, is what expands and becomes your life, you start getting real careful about what you think about. Real careful. So that when you have a thought that says, gee, I got a sniffle, it's in my nose, but tomorrow it'll probably be down here in my throat, and on Wednesday it's probably going to be here in my chest. Always seems to happen this way. And on Thursday I'm going to have a fever. I get one every time. You can just about count on it. I'm going to have to take Friday off. Now, it's Monday morning, and you got a sniffle, but in your mind, in your thoughts, you're taking Friday off with a fever, and lo and behold, your body begins to react to this thought, which is just a mistake of the intellect to begin with. Supposing that you had a belief system that said,